I'm Father Seraph Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the love of the Father, the grace of the Holy Spirit, the redemption of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the three persons of the one Trinity that have made us and who call us back into union with them, that union of love, that union that comes only through Theosis. Today is Thursday after Pentecost, and we'll begin our meditation with the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verse 2. In the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctification by the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling with the blood of Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be yours in abundance. St. Gregory of Nyssa writes, "Since the grace of immortality has been bestowed on us, who have been redeemed from death through faith in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we who are guided by these believe that nothing that is lesser, nothing created, nothing that is unworthy of the Father's majesty, can be thought of as associated with the Holy Trinity. As our life comes to us through faith in the Holy Trinity, originating in the God of all, flowing through the Son and working in us by the Holy Spirit, as we have the fullness of this assurance, we are baptized as we were instructed, we believe as we are baptized. We hold tight to what we believe. We all hold with one accord our baptism, our faith, and our desire to praise, come from the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Just as we have been saved through the power and the love of the Trinity, we persevere in that salvation through the grace of the same Trinity that calls us from the place that we were into the place that we are destined to be. It is indeed the power of the Holy Trinity that calls us from the things that are temporal to the things that are eternal. It is the Trinity that instructs us in the way that we should go, that gives us the grace to live that instruction, and promises us that if we follow that instruction, if we conform ourselves to that grace, then we will have everlasting life with the Trinity. There is indeed not one thing for our good that does not and will not come through the power and the promise of the Trinity. As St. Peter says, with the Trinity are grace and peace and abundance. So as we finish these last few days of this Theosis podcast, let us evermore strive to unite ourselves with the love of the Trinity, to open ourselves to that grace, to open ourselves to returning back to the one who has made us, the one who consistently calls us back into union, calls us back into love with him. And we will conclude with our prayer to the Holy Trinity. We have seen the true light. We have received the heavenly Spirit. We have found the true faith, and we worship the undivided Trinity, for the Trinity has saved us.